And finally today, not a bad little story to talk about as we think about ending our work week, kicking back and relaxing over this holiday weekend. Iowa's wine industry has seen a surge in production and consumption in recent years, and its success may soon lead to expansion in the market. Emily Severade is with us, Marketing and Promotions Coordinator at the Iowa Wine Growers Association based in Waterloo. Emily Severade, welcome to our program.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me.
So give us an idea of the surge in production and consumption that a new study has indicated.
Yeah, so we just commissioned a new study, just got it back about a month or so ago. It's based on data from 2012, and what we really wanted to do was determine really what the economic impact of the wine industry in Iowa is, because we know it has a great amount of reach, and just wanted to put some numbers on that. So that was really the impetus for putting that out there. We'd done one in 2008, so we had some previous data, but we knew that it had definitely grown in those past 4 years.
So what kind of growth did you measure there?
Well, the number that we just got back was $420 million in economic impact. So that's a pretty impressive number, we think. But more impressive in my mind is the fact that that's an 80% increase from 2008. So we almost doubled the impact of our wine industry in just 4 years. So we're really proud of that and really excited for where the wine industry can go from here.
Mm-hmm. What's behind that number? What's happening to spur that great growth?
You know, I think there's a couple different things at play for sure. Number one, we get a few new wineries each year, so the number of wineries is certainly growing. They're all over the state. There are clusters, certainly, but they really are almost everywhere. 20 or 30 minute drive from pretty much wherever you are, you can find a winery. And then I think there's really this resurgence in folks wanting to buy locally and support local folks. And the wine industry is really at the heart of that. It's folks growing grapes and making wine out of those grapes. So you have a really direct link to where it came from and a feeling that you're supporting your community in doing that.
Now, we know for sure that when we think about wine nationally, Iowa is not the first state that springs to mind.
No.
Are there myths
to change that?
you're out to change that. Well, good. There are Mount Everests in every
yes,
category
absolutely.
Of industry, I guess.
Yes.
What are some of the misconceptions people might have about Iowa wines?
You know, the interesting thing about Iowa wine is, and the questions that we get is, folks go into a winery and, well, they want a Chardonnay or they'd like a Merlot. Well, the thing is that in Iowa, as everyone knows from this past winter, it's quite cold. And those
yes.
grapes that grow so well in California and France, they just don't grow here. So through a lot of work and development of these cold, hardy varieties of grapes, we do have about 40 different types that grow successfully in Iowa.
Can you name a couple of those that are hardy and able to stand up to our winters?
Sure. You know, we have a Marquette, a Saval, an Edelweiss, Frontenac. There's just a whole gamut of them. And I think when people think about Iowa wine, they think, oh, it's sweet, or it's always sweet, or I like a drier wine. Well, through work we've done with the individual wineries and their increased education through the Midwest Grape and Wine Industry Institute up at Iowa State, these winemakers are really figuring out how to make a really good variety of wines from the grapes that we can grow here. So you won't be able to find a Chardonnay or a Merlot, but there might be a great Saval or a great Marquette that hits that same part of your palate that those California grapes.
So from what you're saying and what you're hoping for, a further expansion of the market along the lines that we've seen in past years.
Absolutely, absolutely. We see nothing but an upward trajectory as we are able to get out and educate folks and encourage them to try something new. And it's really an adventure when you go into an Iowa winery because you have this whole gamut of new things to try. And I guarantee you'll try to find something that you like.
Okay. Emily Severate, finally here. Let's say you want to impress someone who knows nothing about Iowa wine. They show up at your door this evening. They've agreed. They said, oh, Iowa wine? Really? They've agreed to drink one glass of Iowa wine. I know this is asking you to play favorites, but what would you serve them as a glass of wine to knock their socks off?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't have a favorite in particular, but there are some, just are some great, great wines out there. I like myself as a little more of a semi-sweet. I have a little sweeter palate, so there are some great ones out there all over the place. I haven't been to a winery where I haven't found one that I like, but we like to say that we like to try and make wine a little more approachable, and that whatever wine you like is a good wine.
Emily Severate, thank you very much. Marketing and promotions coordinator at the Iowa Wine Growers Association. And we hope you do enjoy the weekend. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury and Sarah Bowden. Also thanks to our executive producer, Catherine Perkins. Thanks especially to Dennis Reese. He's fished out some Dean Martin for us to remember an old wine drinking song here. Thanks, Dennis. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us. Behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee.